Next case, please.
All right, the next case is 11,621. Edward Olson seeks a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. Section 115-23C6 of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Hopkins Road across from Park Pavilion Way. The 911 address is 20396 Hopkins Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 46.03. Staff received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and 6 mail returns. And again, it's a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, can you step up there, please?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Edward Olson. My current address is 132 West Ventura Street, Surprise, Arizona.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I purchased the property in 2011, and right now I have an ongoing permit for the new construction of the home. The property which I purchased was with the old house, which I have to remove, was uninhabitable and was about 12 years. No one lives in it, so it was basically nuisance, have to be removed. The garage, it was a different story. It was a relatively new building, built in 1995, strong, everything healthy. It was kind of difficult to turn it down. Mm-hmm. So I kept it. And the construction may take a little bit longer, the original house. Mm-hmm. I have a mother who is a dementia patient. So we need to take care of it. Seems to be a beautiful place to remodel and do some additional work and bring this to the really nice looking small apartment studio, which that's the mainly reason I really want to keep it, so we can keep it closer to us with my wife. And maybe even I can stay in that room for a little bit before we finish the house. Mm-hmm. We're living in Arizona and we're moving slowly. I'm the general contractor for the project. I figure out maybe I can do a better job than the best builders around, so I give my best.
Okay.
So I'm trying to imply this 800 square feet livable space. Mm-hmm. I talked to the engineer. He looked at the building sound. And this is going to be just a one story. We're going to add addition about 10 by 12 to the side of the building.
10 by 12?
Yes. And there will be no rising higher elevation, so it's no issue with the neighbors. Seems like my neighbors love it, this idea, because it's going to improve the neighborhood. The property was vacant and there was rubbish all over the place. They would dump tires, old tires, trash, and everything else. So it was a little difficult for the neighbors to swallow. It is exactly across the street to the brand new neighborhood, which is the Rehoboth Ridings, the large, beautiful community. So I think all together now, when we put a little bit of effort and some money, and it's going to be looking beautiful, and at the same time will serve the purpose which I needed. So if with your permission and blessing, I'll be very happy.
All right, sir. Well, if there's any questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson, I'd start with you, please.
So the garage was built in 1995?
1995, according to the print on the concrete step to the garage.
Okay. And do you have any reason to believe that this apartment will have an adverse effect on any of the uses of the adjacent neighboring properties?
No, sir. The property does have a 182 feet wide frontage to the main road, which is 286 Hopkins Road. So it shouldn't be any.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Beck.
This is also on the property now?
Yes.
It's the garage?
Yes.
And you're planning on building?
I'm under construction now. We just finished the roof. This week we're building 1800.
I don't see anything on your plan here, on your survey. I don't see.
Actually, sir, it is on the.
I don't know where it is or where it's located or what.
Yes. Okay. Well, he's here.
Give it to the secretary.
Garage is existing right here. This is the new home, which we're under construction.
Is the new home already on construction already?
Yes.
Oh, you already started it?
Yes, the permit was issued about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So when we planned this, we already put the septic size, which will be including that additional bedroom. So the size of the septic is engineered to handle both buildings, and all the connection is showing on the...
How long do you feel this is going to be to the construction will be?
Well,
how long?
How
you
long?
Feel you're going to, yeah, the build, how long is it going to take to put your building up there?
To build the house?
Yes.
The house, we should be able to close probably in a couple months. But then the finishing up may take a little bit longer inside.
But he still wants to use the apartment later for his mother-in-law.
Yes, that's correct.
That's it, right?
That's the house. Here's the garage.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the house.
Okay. We didn't get the other part.
No.
Okay. We didn't get the other half.
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, okay.
You'll be able to meet all your setbacks. You're heading on to the garage.
Yes, all the setbacks is I check with the zoning and look everything perfect. The location of the garage is in the.
So you meet your setback, what you're going to add on, you still meet all your setbacks?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
And your time, you're within the time limit you're allowed, you know, for the years, permits, things like that, but you're going to finish the house up in what?
Well, maybe like in 8 months or so.
Oh, good.
All
right.
In good shape. Yeah. Any more questions?
Depends on the winter. We'll see how it will look.
Oh, but it'd be good. Mr. Mills?
Yes. You said you're going to add a 10 by 12 onto the garage. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what is the use of that area?
Well, the mostly will be for the mechanical room. I have a blueprint. By the engineer, I can show it.
So it's going to be a part of the apartment?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that puts you over 800 square feet. The garage right now is 741.15 square feet, according to the survey. So another 120 square feet would make it 861.
Yes, that's correct. But I was told by the office with the zoning, this is a livable space. So does not include the closets and mechanical rooms, sir. That's what I was told.
You don't have any plans that show what?
Yes,
that
I do.
Is?
The question, primary question at hand, besides the square footage, is will the exception or will it not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? So it's your opinion that this will not affect the uses of neighboring or adjacent properties substantially, is that correct?
No, sir. And I did talk to neighbors, which is the immediate neighbor on the south side and on the north side, and they both very enthusiastic about it, and they approve, at least talking to me. Also, across the street, mm-hmm. is the neighbor who used to be a family member, which I purchased the house from. So he's very excited as well.
Too, so
10 by 12.
10 by 12.
I thought he said
12. 10 by 12. That'd be for Collins and Arena for Quiz.
Okay.
Okay.
So part of that is a mechanical room, the 10 by 12. The 10 by 12 you're adding on is your mechanical room?
Yes. This is growing.
Well, not all of it. But the mechanical room was on the center of the building. On the center of
the center of the building.
The addition which we're proposing is, and this is just a proposal, it doesn't need to be solid. We can reduce if it's not valid, we can change it. But that's what I was, I didn't submit it to the plan review yet. But this is what the proposal is. And I was told that the square footage, livable space on Cole, with exception the closets and the mechanical rooms. So that's why we put the square footage over there to accomplish the, because it doesn't have a basement, it doesn't have an attic. So we need to put somewhere the heaters, the water heaters, the mechanical, all the necessary equipment, which is mostly required by the new 2012 energy code. We need to comply with it and we need to put something new. So it will be as well as a new construction.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any further questions?
I think I've got a couple. Are you going to have a designated parking space for the garage?
Yes, we have a designated parking space immediately next to the building, sir.
Okay. And in looking at the definition of garage studio apartment, it appears to me that if you are making an addition that of 10 by 12, and I think as Mr. Mills gave you the calculation, it appears to me a variance would be needed for a variance of, for a, an addition of that size. What we have here today is a special use exception application for a garage slash studio apartment up to 800 square feet. And I think you, just the garage itself that's currently there is below that. But if you were to expand it as you've stated that you think you might, then there wouldn't need be a variance for that. So I just want to make sure that's clear.
Yes, okay. Sir.
And you mentioned that your neighbor to the south, I think you said you had spoken to and they were okay with, is this a residential area?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Same type as a residential agriculture.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I have no further questions.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions, excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant suggests that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses adjacent and neighboring properties. And we didn't hear any testimony to the contrary. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,621. But I would caution the applicant that if you are going to add more than, this is only for up to 800 square feet, regardless of what it's for, mechanical closets, whatever. It's part of the structure. So if you're going to add to it, then you're going to need a variance to do so.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion, and you fully understand what Mr. Mills said.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
If we approve this, okay, you approve it as it is, not the addition, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. So you'll have to come back for a variance.
I will follow up.
I'll second that, Mr.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,621. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,621 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good night. Thank you, gentlemen, tonight.
Sir, yes, sir. Sir? Right. I have one question, Mr. Chairman.
Sorry. Yeah, sure.
Yes.
If you do come back in with a variance,
yes, sir,
you make sure that you put the plans, okay, when you make out your application, okay, because all we had in front of us tonight was just a garage, a picture of a garage. That's it. so we won't have to do this again. And you're normally required to bring that with you and present it to the Planning and Zoning Department.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much, sir. Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,600.